الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، أيها الإخوة الفضلاء، نواصل درسنا في شرح القواعد الأربع للإمام المجدد محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله. وكنا قد بدأنا في درس سابق في شرح القاعدة الثالثة، ووصلنا إلى الأدلة على هذه القاعدة. والقاعدة هي أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ظهر على أناس متفرقين في عبادتهم، منهم من يعبد الملائكة، ومنهم من يعبد الأنبياء والصالحين، ومنهم من يعبد الأشجار والأحجار، ومنهم من يعبد الشمس والقمر، وقاتلهم صلى الله عليه وسلم ولم يفرق بينهم. والدليل قوله تعالى: وقاتلوهم حتى لا تكون فتنة ويكون الدين كله لله. قوله تعالى وقاتلوهم عام لكل المشركين، لم يستثني أحدا. حتى لا تكون فتنة، الفتنة هي الشرك، وهذا عام لكل من أشرك. ويكون الدين لله، تكون العبادة كلها لله. فلا فرق بين الشرك الأنبياء والصالحين، وبين الشرك في الأشجار والأحجار أو بالشياطين ونحو ذلك، كل هذا من الشرك. والدليل قوله تعالى فيما يتعلق بالشمس والقمر، دليل الشمس والقمر قوله تعالى من آياته الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر، لا تسجدوا للشمس ولا للقمر واسجدوا لله الذي خلقهن إن كنتم إياه تعبدون. فالشمس والقمر مخلوقان من مخلوقات الله، ودلت الآية على أن هناك من يسجد للشمس ومن يسجد للقمر. ولهذا نهى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الصلاة عند طلوع الشمس وعند غروبها سدا للذريعة، لأن هناك من يسجد للشمس، يسجد لها الكفار. وكذلك استدل الإمام المجدد رحمه الله فيما يتعلق بالملائكة ومن يعبد الملائكة بقوله تعالى: ولا يأمركم أن تتخذوا الملائكة والنبيين أربابا. دل على أن هناك من عبد الملائكة والنبيين، وأن ذلك شرك بالله جل وعلا. وكذلك الأنبياء، ودليل الأنبياء قول الله عز وجل: وإذ قال الله يا عيسى ابن مريم أأنت قلت للناس اتخذوني وأمي إلهين من دون الله، قال سبحانك ما يكون لي أن أقول ما ليس لي بحق، إن كنت قلت فقد علمت، أعلم ما في نفسي ولا أعلم ما في نفسك، إنك أنت علام الغيوب، إنك أنت علام الغيوب. وهذا دليل على أن عبادة الأنبياء شرك مثل عبادة الأصنام. وفيه رد على من فرق في ذلك بين عبادة القبور الذين يقولون إن الشرك إنما هو عبادة الأصنام، ولا يستوي عندهم من يعبد الأصنام ومن يعبد وليا أو رجلا صالحا، ويزعمون أن الشرك مقصور على عبادة الأصنام فقط، وهذا مغالطة واضحة من ناحيتين، مغالطة واضحة من ناحيتين. الناحية الأولى أن الله جل وعلا أنكر على الجميع وأمر بقتال الجميع. الثاني أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يفرق بين عابد صنم أو عابد ملك أو رجل من الصالحين، بل قاتلهم جميعا عليه الصلاة والسلام. ودليل الصالحين قول الله جل وعلا: أولئك الذين يدعون يبتغون إلى ربهم الوسيلة أيهم أقرب ويرجون رحمته ويخافون عذابه، ويرجون رحمته ويخافون عذابه. وهذا يدل على أن هناك من عبد الصالحين من البشر. قوله تعالى: أولئك الذين يدعون يبتغون إلى ربهم الوسيلة أيهم أقرب، قيل إنها نزلت في من يعبد المسيح وأمه وهو عزيرة، وأخبر سبحانه أن المسيح وأمه وعزيرا كلهم عباد لله عز وجل، يتقربون إلى الله ويرجون رحمته ويخافون عذابه، وهم عباد محتاجون إلى الله يتوسلون إليه بالطاعة، فدل على أنهم لا يصلحون للعبادة لأنهم بشر محتاجون فقراء إلى الله، يدعون الله تعالى ويرجون رحمته ويخافون عذابه. قوله تعالى: وابتغوا إليه الوسيلة، معناها الطاعة والقربة، والذي يوصل إلى رضا الله تعالى وخشيته هو الوسيلة إلى الله، وهذه هي الوسيلة المشروعة، هذه هي الوسيلة المشروعة. قال الله تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وابتغوا إليه الوسيلة وجاهدوا في سبيله. أما أن تجعل بينك وبين الله واسطة من الأولياء والصالحين والأموات، فهذه وسيلة ممنوعة، وسيلة شركية، وهي التي اتخذها المشركون من قبل. ودليل الأشجار والأحجار قول الله جل وعلا: فرأيتم اللات والعزى ومناة الثالثة الأخرى، وحديث أبي واقد الليث رضي الله عنه قال: خرجنا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى حنين ونحن حدثاء عهد بكفر، وللمشركين سدرة يعكفون عندها وينطون بها أسلحتهم يقال لها ذات أنواب، فقلنا: يا رسول الله اجعل لنا ذات أنواب كما لهم ذات أنواب الحديث. فقوله تعالى: أفرأيتم، أفرأيتم استفهام إنكار من باب استفهام الإنكار والتوبيخ. أفرأيتم اللات، اللات صنم في الطائف، وكرجل صالح يلت السويق للحاج ويطعمه للحجاج، فلما مات بنوا على قبره بيتا وصاروا يعبدونه من دون الله. والعزى شجرات من السلم في وادي نخلة بينه وبين مكة، بين مكة والطائف، حولها بناء وستائر عندها سدنة كانت تعبد من دون الله، ومنات صخرة كبيرة بين مكة والمدينة كانت لحزاعة والأوس والحضرم. الأصنام الثلاثة هي أكبر أصنام العرب ذلك الوقت. قال تعالى: أفرأيتم اللات والعزى، أي هل أغنتكم شيئا؟ هل نفعتكم شيئا؟ هل نصرتكم؟ هل كانت تخلق وترزق وتحيي وتميت؟ ماذا وجدتم فيها؟ ولما فتح رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مكة أرسل أبا سفيان إلى اللات، وأرسل خالد إلى العزى فهدمها وقطع الأشجار، وأرسل علي رضي الله عنه إلى مناة فحفرها ومحاها. فهذا دليل على أن من يعبد الأشجار والأحجار أن هذا شرك. يا سبحان الله، هل من العقل عبادة الأشجار والأحجار؟ وحديث أبي واقد الليثي قال: خرجنا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى الحنين ونحن حدثاء عهد بكفر، وللمشركين سدرة يعكفون عندها وينطون بها أسلحتهم يقال لها ذات أنماط، فمررنا بسدرة فقلنا: يا رسول الله اجعل لنا ذات أنماط كما لهم ذات أنماط. إلى آخر الحديث. قال: الله أكبر، إنها السنن. كان ذات أنواط جمع نوط، أي ذات تعاليق يعلقون بها أسلحتهم للتبرك بها، للتبرك بها. الشاهد أن هناك من يعبد الأشجار، الشاهد من هذا أن هناك من يعبد الأشجار، لأن هؤلاء المشركين اتخذوا ذات أنواط. وحاول بعضهم ممن لم يتمكن العلم في قلبه حاولوا أن يتشبهوا بهم لولا أن حماهم الله تعالى بالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. ونستفيد من هذه القصة خطر الجهل بالتوحيد، أنه يجب الإنسان يتعلم العقيدة والتوحيد وما يقدح في العقيدة وما هو ذريعة إلى الشرك وما يجب الحذر منه. تعلم العقيدة ويعرف أنواع التوحيد وأنواع الشرك. عرفت الشر لا للشر لكن بتوفيه، ومن لا يعرف الشر من الخير يقع فيه. واستفاد من هذا خطر التشبه بالمشركين، لما قالوا اجعل لنا ذات أنواط كما لهم ذات أنواط، قال: الله أكبر، إنها السنن. قلتم الذي نفسي بيدي كما قالت بنو إسرائيل اجعل لنا إلها كما لهم إله. فالحذر من التشبه بالمشركين. وذلك نستفيد من هذه القصة أن التبرك بالأحجار والأشجار شرك، وإن سموها بغير اسمها، وإن سموها وسيلة ونحو ذلك هذا شرك. والله تعالى قال: الذين اتخذوا من دون الله أولياء ما نعبدهم إلا ليقربونا إلى الله زلفى إن الله يحكم بينهم فيما هم فيه يختلفون إن الله لا يهدي من هو كاذب كفار. وقال الله جل وعلا: ويعبدون من دون الله ما لا يضرهم ولا ينفعهم ويقولون هؤلاء شفعاؤنا عند الله. وحذيفة بن اليمان رضي الله عنه قال: كان الناس يسألون النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الخير، وكنت أسأله عن الشر مخافة أن يدركني. تعرف الشر ما تقع فيه وتتعلم العقيدة الصحيحة حتى تعبد الله على بصيرة. إذن هذه القاعدة مهم فهمها وإدراكها. والله تعالى يقول: فمن يدعو مع الله إلها آخر لا برهان له به فإنما حسابه عند ربه إنه لا يفلح الفاسقون. هذه صفة من عبد غير الله، لأنه لا برهان له بما عبد، وليس لها مفهوم من أن هناك ما يعبد ثم برهان عليه، بل كل من عبد غير الله ودعا غير الله فإنه لا برهان له على أحقية ذلك الغير بالعبادة. وإذا نظرنا في هذا الزمان الذين يعبدون الأولياء ويعبدون القبور والمشاهد ويتوجهون إليها، والأنبياء ويدعون الأنبياء والرسل ويقولون مقامات ونحو ذلك وأضرحة ويجعلون عليها القباب ويتوجه الناس إليها ويشركون بها، يقولون هذه ليست هي عبادة المشركين الأولين. لما؟ قالوا لأن هذه عبادة الصالحين، وأولئك إنما عبدوا أصناما وأحجارا. كيف يكون ذلك وقد قال الله تعالى في وصف أولئك المعبودين: أموات غير أحياء وما يشعرون أيان يبعثون. فإخلاص العبادة لله وإن تغيرت وتغير الأسماء وتغيرت الدعاوى فالحال هي الحال، وما أشبه الليلة بالبارحة. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قاتل من عبد غير الله من الأصنام والأشجار والأحجار، وقال: قاتلوا المشركين كافة كما يقاتلونكم كافة. ولم يفرق بين عبادة أشجار وأحجار، بين عبادة شمس والقمر ونحو ذلك. هذا هو معنى هذه القاعدة المهمة. ونسأل الله تعالى بأسمائه الحسنى وصفاته العلى أن يوفقنا وإياكم للعلم النافع والعمل الصالح والإخلاص في القول والعمل. وإن شاء الله الأسبوع المقبل نأخذ القاعدة الرابعة. وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. نعم. آمين. الله يحفظنا وإياكم. حياكم الله. السلام.
الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه. وبعد، سور الشيخ حفظه الله. He began by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as usual, the Lord of the universe, and he sent a piece of salutations upon the best of Allah's creation and upon his family and his companions and those who followed them in goodness. And he said to proceed, honorable brothers, we continue our lesson in explanation of the four fundamental principles by the Imam, the Reviver, Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, may Allah have mercy on him. And we have previously stopped at the Qa'idah, or the principle number three, and we have only mentioned the principle, but we have stopped at the proofs for this principle. And this Qa'idah, or this principle, was that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was sent amongst people who were split up in regards to their worship. they were different and they were split up in regards to their worship. From them are those who worshipped angels, and from them are those who worshipped prophets and the righteous people, and from them are those who worshipped stones and trees, and from them who worshipped the sun and the moon and the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He fought all of them and he did not differentiate between any of them. And the proof is the statement of Allah, وَقَاتِلُهُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةٌ وَيَكُونَ الدِّينُ لِلَّهِ, and fight them so that no fitna will take place, no tribulation, or here يعني referring to shirk, no shirk will take place, and the religion will be sincerely for Allah, and the religion will be sincere for Allah. So the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he said وَقَاتِلُوهُمْ, fight them, in this verse when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said fight them, the Shaykh said this is general in regards to all of the polytheists, all of the mushrikeen, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make an exception for any of them, all of the mushrikeen. He did not make an exception for any of them. And he said, حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةً. The fitna here, the word fitna, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, so that fitna, no fitna will take place, or there will be no fitna. So the fitna here is referring to shirk. The fitna is referring to shirk. And the Shaykh said, and likewise, this is also a general statement for everyone who fell into shirk. Everyone who fell into shirk. وَيَكُونَ الدِّينُ لِلَّهِ, and for, so that the religion will be sincere for Allah. The Shaykh said, meaning the worship. The worship will be sincere for Allah. All types of worship will be sincere for Allah. Then he continued, Hafidhullah, and he said, so there's no difference between those who worship prophets, messengers, and righteous people, and those who worship trees, stones, and they worship the shayateen, and so on. All of them, or all of those people are mushrikeen, or all of them have fallen into shirk. And the proof for the sun and the moon, Shaykh said, he continues reading from the statement of Imam Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, and he says, and the proof for the sun and the moon, or for people worshiping the sun and the moon, the statement of Allah, when he said, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ لَا تَسْجُدُوا لِلشَّمْسِ وَلَا لِلْقَمَرِ وَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُنَّ إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and from his signs are the night and the day, and the sun and the moon. Do not prostrate to the sun nor the moon, and prostrate to the one who created them, if you indeed worship in him. If you indeed worship in him. So the Shaykh said, the sun and the moon are two creatures from the creatures of Allah, or from the creation of Allah. And this ayah serves as proof that there were those people who worshipped the sun and the moon, and who prostrated for the sun and for the moon. And for this reason, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he forbade his ummah from praying when the sun is rising and when the sun is setting. So the Shaykh said, for this reason, because people used to worship the sun and the moon and used to prostrate for them, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he forbade the people or his ummah to perform prayers in the time of the rising of the sun and while the sun is setting, so that he closes the door to any imitation or resemblance of those people, to close the door and to prevent any resemblance for the Muslims to those people who worship the sun and the moon. And likewise, the Imam, the reviver Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, may Allah have mercy on him, he mentioned the proof in regards to that, or in regards to the angels being worshipped by some people, and he said, and the proof for the angels is the statement of Allah, وَلَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَتَّخِذُوا الْمَلَائِكَةَ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ أَرْبَابًا. The statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he said, and he does not command you to take the angels and the prophets as lords. He does not command you to take the angels and the prophets as lords. So Shaykh said, so this verse here is a proof that there were those people who used to worship angels. This is a proof from the statement of Allah that there used to be some people who used to worship the angels, and that it is shirk, even if you worship the angels. And likewise, if you worship the prophets and the messengers. Yes, and the proof is in the statement of Allah. The proof is in the statement of Allah. And also, in this is a proof that the one who worships the worshipping of prophets and messengers is shirk. Just like the one who worships idols and stones and trees. So the ones who worship prophets is just like the one who worships idols. And also, in this is a refutation to those who claim that there is a difference between the one who worships prophets and the angels and righteous people and those who worship idols and stones. Yes, so the Shaykh said this is a refutation. That all of them is shirk, regardless of who you worship, and all of them is considered shirk. And they also mention that Now they mentioned that those people, yeah, they mentioned that they do not liken the one who worships the stones and trees to the one who worships the prophets and the messengers. And they say shirk is only when a person worships idols. The shirk is only when a person worships idols. And the Sheikh says this is a mistake, or this is a faulty statement, due to two reasons, or from two angles. You can show that this statement is mistaken or is faulty. The first one, or the first angle, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He disapproved in the Quran, He disapproved all types of shirk and all types of people that used to worship other than Him. He disapproved of all of them, and He commanded to fight all of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disapproved of all of them in the Quran, and He commanded to fight all of them. The second angle, or the second perspective where you can answer to this claim, is that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He did not differentiate between idolaters or idol worshippers and angel worshippers or righteous person worshippers. He did not differentiate between any of them, and rather He fought all of them. He fought all of them. And the proof for worshipping, before that, is the statement, or the proof for worshipping the prophets. Yes, and I have missed that out, and I read the explanation of that, but the verse was the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the translation of the meaning, and when your Lord, or when Allah said to Isa ibn Maryam, Isa the son of Mary, He said, did you command the people to take you and your mother as gods beside Allah? And He said, glory be to you, it is not for me to claim that which I do not have any right of, or that does not, I do not have any right of. If I were to say it, then you knew it. You know what is within me, and I do not know what is within you. Indeed, you are the knower of the unseen. This was the proof for those who worshipped the prophets. Then the Sheikh continued and he said, as for the proof for those who worship the righteous people and the pious people, is the statement of Allah, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ يَبْتَغُونَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمِ الْوَسِيلَةِ أَيُّهُمْ أَقْرَبُ وَيَرْجُونَ رَحْمَتَهُ وَيَخَافُونَ عَذَابَهُ. Yes, so the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He said, those whom they call upon desire means of access to their Lord, as to which of them should be the nearest, and they hope for His mercy and fear His torment. Verily, the torment of your Lord is something to be afraid of. Yes, and the Sheikh said, so this ayah, or this verse, is a proof that there were those people who worshipped the righteous people from the mankind. There were those people who worshipped the righteous people from the mankind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned this verse. And the Sheikh said that this verse was revealed in regards to those who worshipped Isa, the Messiah, and they worshipped his mom. They worshipped his mother. And also those who worshipped Uzair. Yes, who was a righteous person. So this verse was revealed to those. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so He tells in this verse that the Messiah, or Isa, and his mother Mary, and Uzair, all of them are slaves to Allah. Isa ibn Maryam, and his mother Maryam, and Uzair, all of them are slaves to Allah. They seek closeness to Allah, and they hope for His mercy, and they fear His torment and punishment. So all of them are slaves who are in need of Allah. And they need Him, and they call upon Him, and they seek means, or they seek means of closeness to Him, the wasila. Yes, and the Sheikh said, so this is a proof that they are not suitable for worship. This is a proof that they are not suitable to be worshipped, because they are human beings, which they are poor, and they are in need of Allah. All of them, they are poor, and they are in need of Allah. They supplicate to Allah, they hope for His mercy, and they fear for His punish, or they fear from His punishment. And whosoever is like that, or whosoever has these attributes, then it is not befitting to worship him, or he is not suitable to be worshipped beside Allah. Naam. And the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Shaykh continues and says, وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ, and seek the means of closeness. Seek the means of closeness towards him. The Shaykh said, the wasila here, the words we use in the verse, al-wasila, or the means of closeness by way of obedience, the Sheikh said, is referring to al-ta'a wal-qurba, to fulfill the means of obedience, and the means which gets you closer to Allah, and that which leads you to the pleasure of Allah. Anything which leads you to the pleasure of Allah, this is what the wasila is. And this is the legislated wasila. This is the legislated means of seeking closeness to Allah by way of his obedience. This is the legislated way. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the verse in Surah Al-Ma'idah, he said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةَ وَجَاهِدُوا فِي سَبِيلِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. All you who believe, do your duty to Allah and fear Him, and seek the means of approach to Him, and strive hard in His cause, so that you may be successful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this. And the Sheikh said that as for the person who puts or who allocates intermediaries between him and Allah, and he hopes that this person, he takes his needs up to Allah and he intercedes for him to Allah, then this is the unlawful type of wasila. The unlawful type of wasila, the unlawful type of getting or fulfilling the means of closeness to Allah. Yes, so this is the unlawful type. And this is the type which the mushrikeen, the polytheist, implemented. And they took up. Na'am. And after that, the Sheikh said, and the proof for the for those, يعني, that the stones and the trees were worshipped, the proof is the statement of Allah Ta'ala, when He said, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ اللَّاتَ وَالْعُزَّى وَمَنَاتَ الثَّالَثَةَ الْأُخْرَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Najm, have you not seen Al-Lat and Al-Uzza? Have you not seen Al-Lat and Al-Uzza and Manat, the third one? And Manat, the third one in Surah Al-Najm. And also the hadith of Abi Waqid Al-Laythi, the hadith of the companion Abi Waqid Al-Laythi, and the hadith, or the wording of the hadith is that he said, Abi Waqid Al-Laythi, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, we traveled with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam up to Hunayn, or we went out with alongside the Messenger of Allah heading towards Hunayn. And we were people who recently become Muslim, or we were recent, يعني, just left disbelief. We have recently left disbelief into Islam. And the mushrikeen at that time, السلام, the mushrikeen or the polytheists at that time, they used to have a sidra, like a type of tree which they used to hang their weapons on. Used to have a type of tree which they used to hang their weapons on, and they would stay يعني, by it. They would stay and surround the tree and stay by it and hang their weapons on it as a way of يعني, worship. And this type of tree was called Dhatu Anwat. Dhatu Anwat, يعني, a tree which you hang things on. The wording or the translation of this is a tree which you hang things on. So the companion continues and he says, so we have passed, or we went past a tree, a sidra, a similar tree to that. So we said, O Messenger of Allah, allocate for us that Anwat, allocate for us a tree which we can hang our weapons on, just like they have a tree which they can hang, or just like the mushrikeen have a tree which they can hang their weapons on. Yes, and then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah is great, Allah Akbar, innaha sanan. Yani, you have or you followed in the footsteps of those who preceded you, and you have said that which the people of Musa said to his the people of Musa said to Musa, they said, may allocate for us a god just like they have a god. They said to Musa, allocate for us a god we can worship just like they have a god. Yani, the disbelievers. Naam. And the Sheikh said, يعني mentioned about the speaking about the proof earlier, he said the proof from Surah Al-Najm, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ اللَّاتَ وَالْعُزَّى. The Sheikh said, أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ, have you not seen? The Sheikh said, this is يعني, a disapproving kind of questioning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, have you not seen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is questioning, but in a disapproving way. And Allah, the meaning of this is that, tell me, يعني, as a way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is admonishing them, and also telling them off, يعني. And Al-Lat, the Sheikh said, Al-Lat is an idol in the place of Ta'if, a city in Saudi Arabia now. A city which called Ta'if was an idol that was in the place of Ta'if, and it used to be يعني, a rock, a big rock. And there was a person called Al-Lat. There's a righteous person who's called Al-Lat, and then he passed away. Naam. So those people took his house, and they have built it, and they have decorated it, and started worshipping this person, or this righteous person. Naam. And they have يعني, set up curtains around this house, and they made it resemble the Kaaba. They made it resemble the Kaaba, and they started worshipping this righteous person beside Allah. Yes, and used to be owned by a tribe called Thaqif. And as for Al-Uzza, the Sheikh said, as for Al-Uzza, it is a tree in a valley between Mecca and Al-Ta'if. العزة وأن الله سبحانه وتعالى أفرأيتم اللات والعزة have you not seen اللات والعزة الشيخ said that العزة was a tree in a valley between مكة and الطائف. Yes, and beside it, or يعني alongside it, there's buildings and there's curtains around it, and within it or inside of it is a shayateen, some devils that they used to talk to the people, and those ignorant ones they used to think that they are speaking to them, and this and after that the sheikh said ومنات Allah سبحانه وتعالى and منات the third one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Al-Manat." The third one, the Sheikh said, "This is a big rock, which is in, يعني near a mountain between Mecca and Medina." Manat is a big rock which is placed between Mecca and Medina in near a mountain, and this used to be owned by tribes which are called Khuza'ah and Aus and Khazraj. Khuza'ah and Aus and Khazraj. Those tribes used to own this this rock. Yeah? So the Sheikh said these three idols are the main three idols to the Arabs used to worship at the time. Those three idols, they are the three main idols that the Arabs used to worship at the time. So the Sheikh said, and then he mentioned the hadith of Abi Waqid al-Layth, the one we have mentioned, the hadith of the companion about the tree. He mentioned it again, and he mentioned the story again, and he said, يعني, the bottom line or the outcome of this is that there are those who worship trees and stones. Yes, and there are those who worship the trees, and the Sheikh said, because they took that anwar, they took this tree. As the companion mentioned in the hadith, that those people, they took a tree and they used to hang their weapons upon and they used to worship this tree. So this is a fact that those people who used to worship trees. And the Sheikh said some of those people who were traveling with the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who they did not have like strong or certain knowledge, and the knowledge was their hearts were not filled with enough knowledge. They tried to resemble those disbelievers. Except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He protected them with the presence of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amongst them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He protected them with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being there. And the Sheikh said, the benefit from this story, the story of the companions, is the danger of ignorance in regards to Tawheed. The benefit of the story of the companion is how dangerous is the ignorance of Tawheed, and how dangerous is the ignorance of the aspects of Tawheed, and that which contradicts and opposes Tawheed. Yes, and that which the person should be afraid of, from falling into like shirk and so on. And also, the benefit of this hadith is that how it is compulsory for the person to know Tawheed and to know the types of Tawheed. Na'am, and also to know the shirk and to know the types of shirk. And the Sheikh mentioned a line of poetry. In the translation of the meaning is that you learn the evil not so that you follow the evil, but you learn it so you can avoid it. You learn the evil not to fall into it, but you learn it to avoid it. And whosoever does not know the evil will fall into it. And also another benefit the Sheikh says from this hadith is the danger of imitation of the kuffar, the danger of imitating the disbelievers and the polytheist. And the proof for this is when they said to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, allocate a tree for us to hang our weapons upon, just like they have a tree. So they wanted to resemble them. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah is great, Allahu Akbar. Yani this, the Sheikh says, this shows the danger of resembling the disbelievers. And so the Sheikh said, we have to be aware of resembling or imitating the non-Muslims. And likewise also, another benefit we get from this hadith is that to seek a blessing from stones and trees is shirk. To seek blessing from stones and trees is shirk, even if the people, they label it with other names. Even if they call it something else. If they do not call it shirk, even if they call it other thing, but however, it is shirk. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِنْ دُونِهِمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيَقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and those, said regarding them that they say, and those, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about them, and those who they took took as lords or as gods beside Allah, we do not worship them except for them to get us closer to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this about them. And he also said, وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَيَقُولُونَ هَؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. And they worship beside Allah that which does not harm them nor benefit them. That which does not harm them, no benefit them, and they say those are our intercessors with Allah. And the Sheikh mentions then the hadith of Hudhayfa bin Yaman, may Allah be pleased with him, when he said that the people used to ask the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the good things. The people used to ask the Messenger of Allah about the good things. However, I used to ask him about the evil things in fear of being caught up in it, or being of the evil reaching me. And also the Sheikh said, so the person has to know the evil so that he does not fall into it. Na'am, and he does not get trapped by it. So the person should learn the correct aqidah and so that he can worship Allah upon insight. So this qa'idah, or this principle, is very important. It's very important for the person to understand this principle and to study it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and whosoever, it says in a verse, in a translation of the meaning, he says, and whosoever calls upon other than Allah, or whosoever calls someone beside Allah, or whosoever calls a god beside Allah which he has no proof of, then his reward or his reckoning is with Allah. His reckoning lies with Allah. And the Sheikh said, anything which is worshipped beside Allah, absolutely anything which is worshipped beside Allah, there is no proof for it. You cannot find any proof for anything that has been worshipped beside Allah. Naam? So the Sheikh said, so in this era of ours, or in this time of ours, if we were to listen to the people, to some people, or those who worship the righteous people, and they worship the graves and the prophets and the messengers, and they have they go attend the shrines and so on, yes, and they build them up, they build the shrines, and they make like decorate them and make like pulpits on those shrines, and they travel far to visit those shrines and remain at them and start worshipping them, and they claim that this is not shirk, and shirk is to when you worship idols or when you worship stones, and they said we are worshipping righteous people and so on. Yes, so the Sheikh said, how is this, or how do you justify this, or how do you explain this, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about all of those people, or said about those dead people, whether righteous or not righteous, he said, أَمْوَاتٌ غَيْرُ أَحْيَاءَ وَلَا يَشْعُرُونَ أَيَّانَ يُبْعَثُونَ. He said, they are dead, they are not alive. They are dead, they are not alive, and they do not know when they will be resurrected. They do not know when they're going to be brought back to life. So they said, he said, they are dead. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about them, they are dead. So, the Sheikh said, "Yani the labeling or the naming of these actions have changed during time. Before they used to call it something, now they call it another thing. Another time they will start calling it another thing. But the state is one, or the situation is one. Whether they have different names, the situation still remains that it is shirk. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he fought all of them. He fought all of those people without differentiating whether they worship a person, they worship angel, they worship a tree, they worship a stone, they worship prophets and the messengers." The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not differentiate, say this one he worships righteous people or this one no. He fought all of them. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Sheikh says, so this is the meaning of this principle, or this is the main message in this principle, which is very important. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his beautiful names and his lofty attributes, that he grant us success into seeking beneficial knowledge and also fulfilling righteous actions and acting upon it. And inshallah, the following week or next week, we will begin the fourth principle and the last one. We'll begin the fourth principle from the principles or the four fundamental principles regarding shirk. Ma'am, barakallahu feekum, hada sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.